Welcome into PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We have here NFL Network's Charles Davison. We're going to start talking draft. And Charles, the Eagles, not necessarily used to being all the way up at the fourth overall pick, but anytime you're there, you're going to think about quarterbacks. Now, we know that Michael Vick and Nick Foles are both here, and they're going to compete for the starting job. But in your estimation, is there a quarterback worthy of that fourth overall pick?
As we sit here today, Bo, I would say no. I'm not overly enamored with the idea of taking a quarterback that high just because there's a need. I've got to know that quarterback, you know, or what you believe that quarterback is going to bring you, and that is being your franchise guy for the next 10 to 12 years. And it's such a crapshoot, as you know, about picking out quarterbacks, because we all learn these lessons, right? Last year, everyone identified Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III and nailed it. Those were good picks, and it seems now like no-brainers, but we also know that we've seen quarterbacks bust. Russell Wilson should have been a first-round guy. We see that now, but we saw 5'10 and 3/8 on the tape measure, and we shied away from that. He became a third-round guy that we know now is a franchise-type quarterback. Brandon Whedon's age scared a number of people, didn't scare the Cleveland Browns. They've got their quarterback that they believe. Now we got new management. We'll find out. But also, the Tom Brady lesson will reverberate forever. Sixth-round guy becomes a Hall of Famer, so you're never really sure. But if you're asking me right now, sitting here today, I don't know about going with a quarterback at the number four spot in the draft. But don't be surprised if someone pulls the trigger maybe even earlier, because Kansas City's at one, and they're extremely quarterback needy.
Now, if we look at this talent in this draft in particular, it seems like the top guys are mostly on the defensive side of the ball. But if you stay on the offense, I think offensive line is the place you would go, especially on this Eagles team. We've heard a lot about Texas A&M left tackle Luke Jokel. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I think that he fits into a lot of what I saw at Oregon with what Chip Kelly did. Now, I'm not about to sit here and say that Chip Kelly's going to take everything that he did at Oregon and implement it with the Philadelphia Eagles. If we say that, we're short-selling the football intellect of Chip Kelly, who I believe can run any type of offense out there. He is a football guy, all right? I mean, as sharp a guy as I've been around since I've covered the game. Now, when I look at it, I look at Luke Jokel, I see footwork. I see movement skill. I see terrific hands in terms of pass protection. I see a superior athlete at the left tackle position who continues to have upside. Because remember, he's coming out a year early. This is a guy who started from his freshman year at Texas A&M, true freshman, not a redshirt freshman, true freshman, and has only gotten better. So I like everything that he brings to the table. I also think that he's a tough, nasty guy, too. Got a little bit of that in him, got that streak that when he puts a guy on his back, he wants to finish him. He doesn't just want to take him and become a technician. So I think he's got everything that you're looking for. And at the number four pick, if he's still around, he'd be a guy that I'd be looking very hard at taking.
Good stuff on Jokel, Charles. If we do look on the defensive side of the ball, one of the things we know about this Eagles defense is we don't really know what to expect. Chip Kelly has said he prefers a 3-4 defense, but that transition may take some time. But if you look at that transition, what are the most important positions that you need to fill to sort of find a star in the 3-4 defense?
Yeah, I think it's the same. It doesn't matter if it's 3-4 or 4-3. Look, the unsung spot of a 3-4 is the zero technique, the nose tackle, the nose guard. Okay, you go back to the Super Bowl, one of the reasons the Ravens had a great run in the playoffs was their nose, Maki Kimaatu, who's almost a forgotten guy because we were talking about so many other people. Being able to control the center of the line of scrimmage allows those big defensive ends to do their thing. A Haloti Ngata can go and do things and be freer rather than have to move inside and take up the slack. Any guys that you have on the edge, your outside linebackers, as the Steelers have shown us for years, are key positions. To control the run game and also rush the passer, create havoc in the pocket. And obviously when you get back behind that, it's the same everywhere. You're looking for your cover guys and you're looking for your safeties who now have to be able to handle those hybrid style tight ends who can move in the middle and also run routes like a wide receiver. Do we have safeties who can cover like that? That's where the game is going. I don't care if it's 3-4, 4-3. It starts inside, works its way outside, but you better have someone who can rush the passer, and you better be able to find a way to control the running game. Because while it seems like the running game's not as big a deal for the NFL, go back to the Super Bowl. The two teams playing for it relied heavily on the run game. It may not have been conventional all the time, but the run game was big, big deal to them. And think about Chip Kelly coming from Oregon. Everyone talks about that offense. It was all predicated starting with the running game. That's where they did the bulk of their damage.
If you do look at that nose tackle position, that zero tech, the guy we've heard about is Starlo Tulele from Utah. Do you think he'd be worthy of that fourth overall pick?
I think he's a terrific football player. My only worry with Star is I'm not sure that I want to play him at the zero. I might want to play him at the five technique if you're playing a 3-4, or maybe a three technique if you're playing a 4-3. Why? Because at the zero, I don't want to get him swallowed up because I think that he's an upfield penetrator. I don't think he's just a big body that like a Terrence Cody or a Kima Atu that just going to control things and take on double teams. I think his talents are a little bit better than that. I want to see him involved in every aspect of controlling the run game as well as creating pressure in the passing game, getting into the grill of the quarterback up the middle. So I like Lotulelei. I would never turn him down. But I think similar to J.J. Watt in the 3-4 of the Houston Texans, it's not just a traditional 3-4, is it? Because otherwise, watch just your base at 5 technique. You don't get 20-plus sacks just playing base regular stuff. They found ways to create things for him. I think with a Lotulelei, you'd want to do the exact same thing.
All right. Well, Charles Davis from NFL Network dropping knowledge as always. Plenty of time before the draft in late April, and hopefully we'll catch up with Charles before then. Thanks again, Charles.
Thank you, Bob.
And back with more on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.